Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So happy you made it. Welcome, welcome to today's episode. I am so incredibly grateful for you all to be listening to this amazing podcast. Mujerpreneur, I'm talking to you. Estoy hablando contigo hoy. We're going to be talking about judgment versus opinion, because that judgment versus an opinion can actually make us not successful. It can actually be a trap that could possibly make us not successful. That could possibly be that pothole in our road to success. Right? So judgment versus opinion. We need to understand judgment versus opinion, whether we are doing it to ourselves or we are doing it to somebody else. Si nos estamos criticando a nosotras mismas o a veces a otras personas, tenemos que ver que a veces esas cosas pueden derramar nuestro éxito. Right? So most of us, I want to share with you that most of us understand that when we judge someone, we open ourselves up to how someone can judge us even more. And I always used to say that old adage, you know, if you judge somebody down, then 10 people are going to judge you down. It's all that tenfold rule. So you've got to make sure that you're never using judging down, but instead judge up. Always think up. You know, same thing when you're doing your facials. You know, it's everything is up, right? Gravity is going to build us, is going to pull us down. And what we want to do is we want to judge up. So most of us, and that includes how we judge ourselves. Most of us are judging ourselves down, especially when we're looking at ourselves, right? And with this, we're in a Zoom society, and I want to share the story that when I came onto Zoom, I was the most critical person. 2 years ago, I was the most critical person on the face of the earth toward myself. Yep. Toward myself, guys, toward myself. Why? Because I was judging myself. Oh my God, I look so old. Oh my God, look at the wrinkles on my neck. Oh my God, look at me. Look, and it was all of that. So I want to share as a mujerpreneur that I still get caught up in that. As a coach, I still get caught up in that. That's why I always reach up. I always have one hand up and then one hand down. The one hand up reaches to my coach, and I'm hoping she's holding me up real good. And then I'm reaching down for everybody else I coach so that I can bring them up. As I go up, they come up. Right? That's what we need to understand, the difference between judging somebody down and up. You're helping somebody up. But judgment can be a very negative emotional experience to ourselves and to everybody else. And as a result, we have to take a look at it, and we naturally want to avoid being judgmental. That's natural for us. And sometimes we're looking at things, and let's say you came walking by and you saw that what I was wearing, okay? I tend to love colors. And you took a look at what I was wearing, you'd probably look and say, I don't know, she's pretty all over the place. She's pretty wild in the way she dresses. Well, what happens is if that feeling behind that judgment was one of, you know, just that, I don't know how to explain it other than it's a feeling, but, you know, kind of being a sarcastic feeling, then you're judging down. And we want to avoid this. But there are times, and quite a bit of times, that this gets a little confusing, you know, when we feel that maybe we want to suppress our thoughts, but those thoughts could actually be offering guidance to us. So we have to be real careful, and we're walking that tightrope. If we fall to one side, we're judgment. If we fall to the other side, we are, you know, suppressing our thoughts, and then we are not listening to that inner guidance. For example, when we meet somebody new, we tend to suppress a negative feeling about them, thinking, okay, I don't want to fall in the trap of being judgmental. And then we say, but, and the moment you say, but, you've got two things going on. Either you're really in judgment, or number two, you're stifling yourself. So you want to go through, you know, maybe later on it turns out that you were stifling yourself. You didn't pay attention to what could have helped you take care of you, the situation, or that other person. So we have to be really mindful and what I call aggressively present to our judgment versus our opinion. We can have an opinion, and that opinion doesn't always have to be a up opinion. For instance, if somebody's wearing black, that, you know, that looks really good on her. I don't like black. I don't wear black. I don't feel pretty in black. I just have a stigma that was, I know where it came from and I'm okay with it. It came from my grandmother. All of the, you know, all of the stigmas that were used when she was a curandera, she wanted to make sure that she was not called a witch. So black was a color she never used. And that passed on to my mom, and then that passed on to me. And believe me, I've been called a witch. So for whatever reason, black is just not my number one color. I don't feel comfortable in it. I'll wear it. It's okay, but it's just that, right? So when you meet somebody else, so when I meet a new person, example, I meet a new person, they're wearing black. I now know that it's not a judgment. It's an opinion. They look great in black. I just prefer not to wear black. Right? So you want to make sure that you're paying attention to how you're feeling, because it's that judgment versus opinion that it's critically important that you're in aggressive presence and awareness of how you are feeling. It's important to distinguish your inner guidance so that you can have the option to use that inner guidance to help you be more successful and to know whether you're in judgment. Now, from judgment, we run the risk, you know, if we don't listen to ourselves, we run the risk of not listening to our intuition and not allowing ourselves to form opinions. So we've got to be open and realize that we've got to be open for our inner guidance. And inner guidance and opinions help us to interact more intelligently in the world. Una opinión, sabiendo que es una opinión, nos puede ayudar en actuar con más inteligencia en nuestro mundo. Es sumamente importante que sepamos la diferencia entre criticar a alguien y tener una opinión. So we have to be real careful that in this fast-paced world, you know, we want to make sure that we understand what it is. Our intuition, let me just kind of go into the feeling. Our intuition usually makes itself known in a flash, right? And often has a physical component with it, like a flutter in your tummy, sweaty palms, a chill. When you get those things, that's an opinion. All right. So that's our intuition. So you need to know that that's what's happening. Your intuition is telling you. But when we use this information to help us navigate a situation, we are going to always benefit. So you've got to be aggressively present and listen to yourself. And equally, having an opinion about a person or an idea allows us to be able to converse in a more focused way with intention. So then you become an intentional conversationalist, which is critically important in finding and having success. Listening to our intuition and forming opinions are both positive outcomes for our ability to interpret the information that comes our way. So people think that, it's not a good thing if I have a tummy feeling, but that's, you know, that is your intuition. All of that, right? That's not a judgment. Unless you feel you've said something and then you feel like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have said that, and your stomach goes down, then you've got to listen. A good opportunity for you to apply apology, right? So when we make a judgment, on the other hand, very different than making an opinion based on our aggressive presence to be able to really listen to our intuition. When we make a judgment, on the other hand, we are attempting to have the final say. We are attempting to change somebody's mind. We are attempting to tell ourselves, oh, it's okay, just forget about it. Why? Because we're attempting to have a final say. Cuando estamos en crítica, acuérdense que es que estamos nosotros queriendo tener la última palabra. Si están queriendo tener la última palabra, están en crítica. So you've got to be real careful. Let me repeat that. It's so important because people get so confused. When we're in judgment, we are wanting, and I'm slapping my hand for those listening, we are wanting to have that final say. It's my way or the highway. You are trying to maybe make a sale. And as you're saying to that person, you know, oh, that product that you're using isn't good. That service that you're using isn't good. Mine is better because, my friends, you are in judgment. And so judgments close us down instead of opening us up. We can never judge up if we are in judgment down, right? So opinions have a lighter quality to them. They're easier. They're more lighthearted. An opinion is, oh, you know, it's okay. Like I said before, she looks good in black, but black is not my color, right? That's an opinion. It's open-ended. But if I say, you need to stop wearing black, because it makes you look dark, because it makes you look this, because that is judgment. And it doesn't feel good. And here's the thing. Once you have made a judgment, there is no more conversation nor consideration. That's it. Done. Donezo, as we would say. Cuando están en juicio, cuando están juzgando, acuérdense que es todo. Ya no sirve para nada, nada. Otra palabra no sirve para nada. Whereas opinion, my friends, invite further debate. Right? Let's take my example. If I say, you look great in black, I prefer not to wear it. Then somebody can say, really? I want to know why. Really? Tell me more about that. So it's an open-ended conversation when I am in opinion as opposed to when I am in judgment. You should not wear black. Black is not a good color. That's my judgment. That's not my opinion, right? And remember that judgments will close you down. It's like slamming the garage door, bam! And we've all been there where we accidentally pull it too hard or it breaks and it goes bam. That's the same thing that happens in your mind, right? So whether you are trying to get somebody to or convince them to have the final say, whether it's inherently bad or good, you're still in judgment. And judgment closes us down. And remember, once a judgment has been made, there's no more conversation or consideration. Whereas opinions invite further debate, like I said before. So you must be in sync with your intuition because it guides us moment to moment. But unlike judgment, there, judgment, unlike judgment, it never makes a final decree. In other words, an opinion doesn't make it so that you're trying to convince somebody else of the, that's it, there is nothing else, right? So it's important for you to be a healthy conversationalist, for you to realize whether you're doing it to yourself or somebody else. Mujerpreneurs, as an entrepreneur, we judge ourselves down and it's time we stop, right? It's healthy to be open to the information that we receive and allow ourselves to be able to process that information. You must stay open and fluid. So stay in opinion. Stay in that space, right? Because if not, if you go into judgment, trust me, you're going to be falling into the trap of judgment more than once. And the trap of judgment, it's like Alice in Wonderland falling through that little hole. It keeps going and going and going and going until. And we do this a lot with our kids until our kids or somebody slaps us into the present moment, like, Mom, just stop. Or, somebody just kind of looks over at us, gives us that look. So you've got to be very careful because judgment versus opinion is critically important for you to understand as a mujerpreneur. Is it opening you up for more opportunity, or are you closing yourself to all opportunity because you tend to vacillate judgment, right? Judgment, judgment, judgment. So I want you to be really aware of that, and I want you to take some time, and then I'd love to hear from you. Me encantaría escuchar de ustedes. Well, guys, that's the message for today. I hope this landed well with you. And I want to say, gracias por estar aquí. Thank you so much for being here. Now, I want to share something. I want to share that coming up next Saturday, I'm going to be giving a master class. I'm going to be giving a masterclass to help the mujerpreneur gain clarity and focus on who they serve. And it's going to be on Saturday. It's going to be a Zoom. You're invited to come. It's a free masterclass. And to be honest with you, I'm just kind of perfecting it. And I am just seeing if that was a good message. Because we need to practice, right? We need to practice. So I invite you to send me a DM and we will listen to this. We will listen to my masterclass, but you're invited. You're invited. It's free. There's no strings attached. I am just welcoming everybody. As well, if you know a mujerpreneur and want to be connected with this community, make sure you drop me a link, or excuse me, not a link. You drop me a comment and say, let me into the community. Let me into the community. Déjenme entrar, right? It's a bilingual community. We go in, we go out, and we are all mujerpreneurs helping each other. And so it's a very supportive community. So if that's sounding like something that resonates with you, remember, no judgment. But if that's an opinion that you are thinking, that might be good for me, drop me a comment. All right, guys. Friends, let me retract that, guys, right? That's my old verbiage from being a professor and a teacher. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. As always, I am so incredibly grateful for you. And you know somebody, do you know a mujer de éxito unbounded? Somebody that's thriving, that's gone from surviving to thriving, that's actually made it through, muddled through, you know, from nothing to something, whatever that is. I would love to hear from you. Let me know their name and I will reach out. I am open right now to guests. I have an opening for the next 3 months for guests. So if you know a mujerpreneur, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, make sure you let me know. As always, have a beautiful day. Namaste. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.